much right now. But few of us expected that he'd be asked to resign, so when he wasn't asked, and was asked only to accept on the proposal, he was quite constructive. And I think that new proposal, what we're giving them, is a new constitution, a bloody committee, the total withdrawal of American troops. There's got to be a limit, Mr. President. We can't also, on top of it, dismantle the goddamn government. At least not in the first round.
Not going to do it at all. We're not going to do this thing and take any risk to give us something. The thing that we think of what we have in mind is that one way you can look at it is that you might just filibuster through the balance of the next 2 weeks, and the bargaining position is really better after the election before.
But that's why I need
another point, you see.
That's why I need that new proposal, though. There's no chance of filibustering with the old proposal.
The thing we have to remember is that the, in terms of this thing, sure, we say they've fought for 25 years and they can't be expected not to get something. Well, what the hell about us? I mean, we're doing a little better than they are at the moment. We got to get something out of them, too. And
well,
so it's just one of those things.
We'll be at the peak of, on the other hand, we're at the peak of our strength now, and we will not be this strong next summer militarily, but we don't have to settle it this month, and we can get the, if we can get him to agree to the Constituent Assembly, we have made such a tremendous move.
Constituent Assembly, yeah. Do you think that'll hurt us?
No.
Hurt him? I don't mean
that. Well,
nothing hurts us. Henry, if it doesn't hurt him. But anything he'll take and take the leadership on. In other words, the way I would do that, goddammit, unless instead of us doing it,
Well, we can talk about that later. There's one point. You have two separate memos from me of the two separate lines of the thing. He's expecting you to make a brief general statement about how happy you are. Now, on
you don't want to raise Vietnam, right?
Well, here you can do it in a general way without referring to the specifics of the negotiations, because Rogers doesn't know them. But you can do that this evening or this afternoon when I bring him up to Camp David. I've given you two memos. One.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, with the Rogers thing, the point is you don't want anything set up Vietnam at all.
No, in general way you can talk about it, but not about the details of the negotiation.
Yeah, well, even on that, we want to be careful with him this afternoon. If he knows what they are,
he knows.
What else should we keep out of there?
That nuclear treaty.
Oh, that? No. He isn't going to raise it, is he?
No. No, it's just important that you don't raise it in the direction. But
right.
On salt, Mr. President, what you could get down and pull it in here once and for all is to say, why don't we settle now on the date? Rogers screwed it up in New York by giving them November 21st. Why don't you just say, Gromyko is expecting you to make an offer of a date and he'll accept whatever date you say. So why don't you say, you suggest we start on November 21st. To the second round of Salt, and that we announce it on October 16th from here.
Should I say that?
Yeah.
Will Roger have been told?
Roger is generally familiar with it, yeah. And then we've got it under control.